G'day, gentlemen.
Oh, gentlemen.
Not speaking to me again. And morning to you, Jaden. And we've got a story here which I didn't know about. So tell us a little bit more about Jessica Rowe's recent incident.
Yes, well, this happened just yesterday afternoon, about 3:45 yesterday afternoon, as she was picking her 14-year-old daughter, Allegra, up from school in Sydney's eastern suburbs. And all of a sudden, a school bus driver, flagged her down and told her and her daughter to get out of their car because there was smoke billowing out of the vehicle. It's a Volvo XC60 four-wheel driver. The car's pretty much ruined. It's a 60 to 100 grand sort of worth of motor car that's been destroyed because there was smoke billowing out of the vehicle. And this bus driver told both of them to get out of the car, and luckily they did because a few minutes later it burst into flames, and the fire brigade and everything was called, and they dealt with the situation and then actually drove Jess and her daughter back home again. But Peter Overton, her husband, who reads the news on Channel 9 in Sydney, was in the studio in Sydney getting all ready to do the news at 6 o'clock last night and dashed out to see and make sure she was okay and everything. And thankfully, they all are now. They're all safe and well. But, yeah, as I said, that car, a little bit worse for wear. I think it's pretty much a write-off this morning. But good to hear that they're both doing well, which is what we like to hear.
Sounds like an awful situation for anybody, doesn't it? And Jessica's made the news because she's famous herself. And what a horrible thing to happen. And it's good to hear she's all well.
And I guess to that as well, Jaden, you know, the old nursery rhyme, hail to the bus driver. I guess we should hail to the bus driver. He did,
that's,
you know,
right, yeah. People are describing, I wouldn't necessarily describe him as a hero like some people are this morning, but yeah, thankfully for him, he did intervene and the outcome is a good one.
Let's get into this wonderful interview that was meant to be kept quiet because they moved to the other side of the world to have their own privacy. So they get on a television show with Oprah Winfrey, Meghan and Harry with this interview. One of the claims has been shot down in flames / proven to be untrue. No, really?
Yeah. You just know someone in the palace is going, oh, I told you so, I told you so, don't you, with this one. And we sort of touched on it a couple of weeks ago when the interview went to air that there were some people that were doubting some of the things that Meghan was saying in that interview. And now that particular claim that she made that her and Harry got married 3 days before their big razzle-dazzle ceremony at Windsor Castle has been proven to be completely false. So we've seen the marriage certificate that proves that all of the formalities for the wedding actually took place at Windsor Castle, not 2 or 3 days prior to that. So for whatever reason, she certainly portrayed it quite strongly that they were married beforehand in that two-hour interview. There has been some talk that we might get to see more of that. There's 90 minutes of that that didn't go to air. But look, I think with Harry's new role, two new roles now, what are they? The Chief Impact Officer and the Commissioner of Misinformation and Disinformation in the UK, and the work that they're doing in launching their foundation very soon. I don't think they'd be too keen to have any more of that interview come out. But given Oprah's production company does own the interview, they may not actually have a choice in the matter.
Oh, sounded very tricky situation to be in. I would just keep my head down if I were them, but I'm not. Right then, there's a new Aussie film that's notched up a big box office record.
Yes, that's right. This is The Dry, so the movie based on the brilliant, brilliant book by Jane Harper and starring Eric Banner. It was filmed in the Southern Mallee region in regional Victoria. And just this week, it's actually notched up $20 million at the Aussie box office since its release on New Year's Day. And notching up that particular milestone means that it's now surpassed other big Australian movies like Muriel's Wedding, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and The Dish to be now one of our most successful Aussie films of all time. So congratulations to all involved with that film. There wasn't too many films actually in the cinemas earlier this year, but great to see that that's doing well and great to see that the industry is starting to bounce back after the horrific past year or so that we've been through.
Absolutely. That's due also, I think, Australian music scene, Jaden, and also Steve, is a fantastic scene. You mentioned there The Dish, Muriel's Wedding, obviously The Castle is one of the biggest. So I think, you know, when it comes to Aussie films and that particular scene, I think it's absolutely a big round of applause for all the work they've done, especially over the last year.
That's right, indeed. It's been a very, very difficult time for everybody involved in the entertainment industry, not just in movies, but overall. So now we're sort of starting to get back on track a little bit. Hopefully everything goes well over the next few months and they can get well and truly back to full speed like we were a couple of years ago.
Hey, Jaden, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll catch up soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.